Oh yeah, R.I.P. the actor who played Phil Leotard.
R.I.P. Phil Leotard. R.I.P. The Montgomery Gentry.
Dude, R.I.P.
Montgomery
Burns. So many legends.
Montgomery Gentry died.
So many legends falling in 1 week. I don't know if we can handle it.
Death comes in threes, dude.
Fuck you, 2017.
How dare you look at my truck? Don't look at my truck. I'll look at your wife. It's the greatest Montgomery Gentry.
Yeah, Nick and I were watching. One night we were watching like a ton of.
They don't want me in the neighborhood because I keep coal rolling all the Mexican folks.
Yeah, all their music videos are like. It's like they're like trying to say that
when
they're real
you're
men.
Drunk, everything's a political statement.
Yeah,
you just get drunk and pretend they're mad about a birth certificate.
They're all like upper middle class and mad, like they don't want like fag Democrats to move into their neighborhood.
I get it. It's not even fag Democrats. It's other Republicans, but it's like Republicans that tuck their shirts in.
Yeah, that, that don't like mudding.
Yeah.
And what did you say? Pitching machines?
Yeah, yeah. That's just going to replace. He's going to replace it. It's just going to be a pitching machine that fires baseballs on his neighbor's lawn. And that pitching machine, it's got a trucker hat and a bunch, an entire pack of parliaments that are smoking through.
Oh, God.
Don't you ever look at my truck. My truck, if you look at it, I'll kill you. Oh, fuck.
R.I.P.
Every song, yeah. Nah, Brooks and Dunn is the best, though. Nobody could beat Ronnie Dunn in terms of being a fucking just complete insane.
If he didn't have that velvety voice of gold, he would just be a guy at a bus stop.
We watched an interview with him. Where it's like, describe your song.
Cities?
He's like, describe your songwriting process, and he's like, you know, for me, it's like everything comes down to, you know, there's experiences, and then there's, you know, because growing up, all the places I live, you know, there's in New Mexico, Arkansas, all the places I live with my family, my grandmother, and but Texas stands out in my mind. I think more of like a San Antonio vibe, something. That's, I mean, because that to me, that is. That is San Antonio. Yeah, something more or less along those lines. It's like, what the fuck are you talking?
It sounds like that by the tone of his voice, like he's answering the question, but it's just
it's just
the ramblings of a bus stop vagrant.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, yeah. When I wrote the song, she's not your girl, she's your lover. I was imagining. You're driving down a dark, dusty road one night, and you start thinking about the time you spent in a wood shop as a young boy. There's times where sometimes you get a piece of what you want, and it's a different way, you understand, than it was the other time.
Yes.
I'm out of time. Thank you.
God bless America.
Next question. The Sweets Factories.
Oh, yes.
You know those? In the malls?
You guys were talking about it before. I remember Auntie M's.
Auntie Ann's, you fucking piece
Ann's,
of shit.
That's a
Auntie
pretzel
Ann's.
Place.
It's nothing even
that's
close.
That's the pretzel's place. No, what
the
am I thinking
Factory's
of?
Sweet Factory's a fucking candy store with big-ass plastic tubes. They had a ton of fucking delicious shit in there.
Yeah, it seemed
no,
excessive.
What am I thinking of? The lady's name? Ethel M's.
No.
Oh, man, that was a West Coast thing. Never mind.
No, you're making it up.
There's a chocolate store called
Ethel
M's.
Well, if you're from the West Coast, I got two words for you.
Get the fuck out.
You're gay. Yeah, you better believe you're gay. California, woo! More like suck my dick. Is that...
Yeah.
Ronnie, tell us more about your latest song, California, You Can Suck My Dick.
when I was living in Texas, probably not 1977, and I thought to myself, you know, what would be the experience of somebody living in a different place? And I thought about, you know, place like California, I thought that sounds pretty gay to me. That seems like it'd be a pretty gay experience.
Yes, I've never heard one of those songs.
You should listen to
God Must Be God, Busy.
God Must Be Busy.
Well, there's an Amber Alert. Yeah, no, God Must Be Busy is like it's a list of all these bad things happening, and then the hook is God must be busy.
But there's no clear political perspective. Like,
yeah, it's like
he goes through like, oh, the job, the ship, and yeah, the jobs on.
Yeah. Did we talk about the one right before I left?
Yeah, probably.
Maybe
we're repeating a lot of material here because somebody doesn't respect the note taking process.
Yeah, you got to respect the list.
That's my stand.